Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, let's give the Midlands some love and start there. Tech giant Meta is establishing the company's first South Carolina operation with a new $800 million data center in Aiken County that will create 100 new jobs. The 715,000 square foot center in the Sage Mill Industrial Park will be optimized for Meta's artificial intelligence workloads, powering Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. That facility is expected to be operational in spring 2027. So big news out of a big tech giant there.
Yeah, so how about that? So AI technology is indeed coming here to our state in a big way, it looks like.
Yeah, as you already say, looking bigger picture, the state is becoming a hub for data centers. You got QTS Data Center building a $1 billion campus in York County. That's the first operation for them in South Carolina. And you have Google. They've broken ground on two data centers in Dorchester County that will join a facility in Monk's Corner to make three data centers in the Lowcountry just for Google. So a lot happening on that front.
All right, what's next?
A lot of people are curious as to what the new Scout Motors SUV will look like. That wait is almost over. In a post on LinkedIn, Scout Motors CEO Scott Keogh announced that the concept for the next generation of Scout vehicles, which we all know will be built there at the $2 billion production center under construction in Blythewood, will be unveiled October 24th. Keogh didn't say how or where the concept would be revealed, but he did tease some design elements. This will be the first Scout to roll off an assembly line in 44 years, by the way. So it will include a bold, rugged design featuring multifunctional spaces for gathering and connection. Not much of a tease, but a little bit of a hint there to whet the appetite for SUV enthusiasts. So I'm excited to see what that Scout will look like.
Yeah, I know there's going to be a lot of anticipation for that as our state continues to grow its automotive business.
Speaking of that, let's move on to the Lowcountry and talk about Volvo. The auto giant aims for 90 to 100% of its global sales volume by 2030 to consist of electrified cars, meaning a mix of both fully electric and plug-in hybrid models. This replaces the company's previous ambition for its lineup to be fully electric by 2030. Volvo is attributing the adjustment to changing market conditions and customer demands, as well as a lack of EV infrastructure, that's kind of curious, and cutbacks in government incentives. So this comes at a really interesting time as Volvo is rolling out its EX90 SUV that's being built in Ridgeville. It's rolling out to customers this month. Flip side, Swedish automaker Polestar has begun production of its electric SUV in a partnership arrangement with Volvo using Volvo's Camp Hill facility. The Polestar factory will produce cars for customers in the U.S. and Europe and employ 2,000 people, and it marks the first Polestar to be produced on two continents, the other being in China. So we have two sides of the coin here, Mike. We got, you know, the slowdown with Volvo looking big picture with its electrification goals, and then you have, you know, Polestar starting up production of a whole new SUV here at its facility there at Camp Hall.
I'm just guessing then that you're saving your home area for last. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's happening in the upstate?
Moving on up to the upstate. You know, Charleston gets most of the buzz when it comes to tourism in South Carolina, right? And rightfully so. Greenville is starting to hold its own. Visit Greenville released 2023 tourism numbers, and the biggest of which is that tourism is having a $2.3 billion economic impact in Greenville County. The industry supports 56,000 jobs, which is an 11% increase over 2022, and accounts for one in every nine jobs in Greenville County. And visitor expenditures in 2023 generated $45 million in tax revenues from hotel stays, dining, and activities. Hey, that's not $13 billion that comes in Charleston, but, you know, $2 billion is nothing to sneeze at there in Greenville. And lastly, Oshkosh, this one was really interesting. So Oshkosh Defense has created a wildlife preserve at a Spartanburg assembly facility where the company will build a next-generation delivery vehicle for the United States Postal Service. Oshkosh has partnered with Hatcher Garden and Woodland Preserve and worked with the Wildlife and Industry Together program of the South Carolina Wildlife Federation, which assists corporate landowners in integrating wildlife habitat needs into corporate land management decisions. where people can enjoy the environment and wildlife is just a whole new way of thinking about sustainability when you think about manufacturing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. Well, Jason, thank you so much for the update.
All right, Mike, thanks for having me.
Jason Thomas is Executive Director of SC Biz News, the company that publishes multiple business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.